Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. We're a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, and with me around the table today is Carla Johnson.
Oh, it's weird. It does feel weird to play in the same room. But nice, but weird. I play Nuvara Moonbrook.
And Tom Laird.
Hey, that's me. I play Flint Firebeard.
And Amy Moore.
Something funny. And I play Thea Anastasia.
We'll just cut it in later.
Cut in something funny later, Russ.
Russ, if you could put some funny things in for me, too.
I love that we're all leaning toward the microphone.
Well, I was doing it so.
Thank you. Oh,
it's an aside.
Yes. Yeah. Like you're personally talking to him through the microphone.
So today we're all in Seattle. We're all at PodCon
2.
We
didn't go back in time to go to PodCon
2.
Oh, cue back in time. Pitbull.
I was going to say it was because I'm back in the future.
Oh, no. Well, that's twice today you're old as fuck.
But, you know.
It's old as fuck squared.
All in Seattle, all at PodCon 2. We're having a great time, and we're recording a game. I did not buy chips today, so no throwbacks to Reunited and Luskin, and It Feels So Good.
Sure, that was the name of that episode, and I knew that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Episode 21.
9.
No, it was 40. Way past 20. Yeah, it was.
It's 40. Funny when Russ thinks he's going to like get us on 30.
26?
Like, oh, yeah?
I really think it was in the 20s.
I don't think so.
I don't know if I was eating chips or it was Tom's
I guess
cheesecake.
we were fortnightly at that point, so it's possible it was a much lower number than I think it was.
For those of whom were not sitting across the table from Amy, she was doing the backpack kid dance from Fortnite.
Yeah, there's no video to this one. Sorry, patrons.
Can we talk for a moment, please, about all the backpack kid dancing and how on two separate occasions, folks, if you don't know what we're talking about, flossing, that excellent
dance move.
The dance move.
Yep.
Where on two occasions, two different people did not know at all what it was about. One of which was Justin McElroy, not trying to like single you out or anything.
I'm calling you. No.
But and then a woman sitting across from us who
we were talking about it, and she turned around and was like, "Oh my god, I thought you were talking about actual flossing." And then like, literally, we were on the Bim Bam taping, and the same thing happened. And I was like, "This is amazing."
The look on his face too. He was like,
he caught it as soon as he
said it.
Yeah.
He was like.
And
then in that instance, I thought, so young and hip.
It's episode 21.
No!
Tom wins everything. It's all over, guys.
Tom wins.
Tom knows more.
All right, well.
We win D&D.
Okay, see you guys later.
Tom won the prize. He's the new editor.
Win D&D is to know the episodes of
your
own
podcast.
What a horrible prize. Wow.
But they were talking up that editing so much in that episode and how they all loved it.
They were talking about how they hated it.
Yeah, no, I feel like an odd duck out when I talk to people about audio editing. So.
But that's because almost no one is coming to it. Now we're like, this isn't even happening. But almost no one is coming to it from an audio background.
Yeah, that's
They're
true.
Coming from it
from
acting or like
adjacent.
Just right
not even
person.
Adjacent, like powerlifting.
That's true.
Right? Like, just from whatever.
Like
so
the most they know
from
is downloading iTunes. Like, that is their audio experience.
So, you love it, pursued it as a career, excel at it, and then start a podcast.
And therefore love it, and it's your passion, and we all appreciate that because that means
100%,
you don't have
to. I would not be editing this.
I mean, I could certainly try. Would it sound like shit? Yes.
I'd be interested to just see how.
I would also love to see that happen.
Nothing against you.
Hard cuts.
It's just like, where would you even know how to start? It'd be amazing. I walked into a classroom, I'd be like, well, I don't fucking know.
Amy's going to learn like the fade in, fade out tools, and then she's going to be like, I'm done.
Yeah. All very visual.
I'm going to voice mod everything. I'm going to give you guys
characters. Well, there's a lot of correction. Tutorials if you're like using Audacity or whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll YouTube the shit out of that. Okay, prepare yourselves. Episode 495.
Anyways, speaking of audio differences, we're in a very bouncy room, so we didn't put anything.
Yeah. Just slide with me. Just slide.
Is that a real song?
Just walk with me. Just walk. Yes.
All right.
It's Will Smith. Yeah.
I could not have told you that was that song. Yeah. Like 100, like if it was Wild Wild West, I could have got there. But that one, not a chance. Yeah, because it's very obviously Wild Wild West, no matter what part of the song you're singing.
Well, no, yeah, I was singing like a very awesome.
That was like the bridge or like the breakdown part of it. Yeah. But I was with you.
That's right. Because
I was like, nope, this does not register at all. Is Amy literally writing a song right now? Because I'm down with it.
It's amazing.
New podcast. Amy writes a song while we play
D&D. A new one.
Nah. So we're playing a game that has nothing to do with anything in the story. It's just a bonus app. So we're on Patreon too. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. We shout out a lovely patron in each and every episode, as long as we remember. And today's patron is Christian Brown.
Thank you. Your last name is also a color.
Now, are we thinking that Christian was unaware of that? Or
it was just like a something I said.
Okay. Yeah.
As soon as I said it, I was like, well, that's like, I mean, it's neither positive nor negative. It's certainly correct. Perfect. If nothing else. And I can feel good about the fact that that wasn't incorrect.
A statement.
Yep. It's a real shout it from the mountaintop sort of thing.
So thank you, Christian.
Thanks, Christian.
Yep.
You're the best, man.
Fuck it. Let's play D&D.
Okay.
So, I
mean, yeah, you brought the microphone all this way.
And it got swabbed by...
Yeah, it did.
Security. So it's actually, super
the
microphone clean.
Didn't. The mic stand did.
Yeah, so. It confused them big time. Yeah. Like, that's is this fair. A boomstick? What is this?
What's happening?
It doesn't even look like a weird, gross sex story.
No. Well,
I mean, though, in a way.
I mean,
I guess, you know, just I mean, you remind me later. I'll show you what the one I was talking about looks like, and you'll see what I mean. It looks very sexual, but terrifying.
Okay, perfect.
I mean, if you some get creative, you that. Can put something
yeah, you're
anywhere.
Right. Yeah. Anything can be a sex toy. Yeah. To just try hard enough.
Well,
this is a good start. Bonus
episode. Anything can be a sex toy.
I've got plans here, but I think we're going in a new direction.
New adventure.
Wait.
Can this be a sex toy? It's just an entire episode of being like, okay, what about this? And Carlin's like, yeah, that too.
Yes, it can.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just going to be a lot of learning.
Yeah, that's fair.
A lot of self-exploration.
Knowledge is power.
So Flint, Thea, and New Lara are retired at this point.
Ooh,
whoa.
Yeah.
How old are we?
This is like alternate timeline.
Okay, so, I was gonna say hey guys, good news. No, we're not gonna die fighting Tiamat because we're retired in this timeline.
Oh, okay.
So there's no Tiamat fighting going on. You've lived long, happy lives as like military or like caravan guards or like whatever.
Our regular adventuring selves.
Yeah, okay. Sure. So you're seated in a bar in Waterdeep. We'll keep that consistent. And you're enjoying a lovely pint amongst yourselves.
Like right amongst ourselves.
Ginger beer's a hell of a drink.
How's that AA treating you?
It's been really good. I think it's been helpful. It's caused me to own a lot of my shit, so.
Nice. I mean, business has been, like, a little bit slower on my end. I'm glad that you're searching for some self-improvement. I mean, now my kids have pretty much taken over the business, so. I don't know. Are we, like, 80? I'm sorry. How far did
your kids took over your elf week? On one hand, I'm like, that's kind of sweet, but also like
terrible.
It's not great parenting.
Terrible parenting.
Yeah, but like, let's think. Right now, we live in a society where weed is now, like, we're out of the... Yeah.
Well, not where we are right now. Yeah, but sort where of where we are right now.
Whisper. Yeah. Whisper. Although I smelt it a lot out there.
But not, like, at home.
And they've got pictures of it on the door, so...
I believe it is legal in Washington State.
I think so.
Yeah.
But, like, you can't at the border if they ask you, like, don't be like, yeah, because they will turn you around.
Well, I've never done the weed myself. Yeah.
Anyway, this is all nothing.
No. So I'm not, like, 80. I don't have, like, seven grown kids. It's just, like...
You're retired early. It's basically...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, like, freedom...
I mean, what, like
159? No, yes. I'm way past that at this point,
you're
man.
You're
17. That's my spell save DC.
No, I'm pretty sure it says age.
Well, I don't know
where. I didn't print your
bio.
Well,
then I can't remember how old I am, but I'm like 200, so like now I'm like, what? Oh, no, I can't be 300. You guys would both be dead.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fairly long time.
I don't.
Like crazy long.
I think I'm.
No, you're human.
No, I know. And I think I'm like 20, I'm in my 20s, so.
So we'll say like freedom, like 45. For New Lara, so that puts you at
still like a kid.
225, so you're
still selling weed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's really great, Flint. I'm really happy for you.
Thanks.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thea takes a big swig of her beer because she's
supportive
not
like that.
Yeah.
Hey, he knows this is his thing.
And he agreed to meet us at a bar, so he's clearly in recovery and comfortable being around people
that's
drinking.
Really great. This is a real serious start to this, great. Apart from the fact that my fake kids have taken over my weed business.
When out of the blue, the door is kicked open and you hear a, despite race and age, a lovely voice. Oh, fuck yeah, bud!
Yeah! Doth my giant elf ears deceive me, or is that the voice of like a certain little slut we know?
Yeah, it's me. What you fuckers doing?
Just having a pint. What's up with you?
Oh, just in town on a sweet job. You know how it is.
I scooch over, you know, to let her into what I'm assuming is.
Thanks.
She sidles up into the seat.
Just like scoops her little butt around.
Like, you know, shimmies in. This is an audio podcast. I got to remember that.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at a lot.
Russ is doing some really good shimmying.
A lot of gyrating.
A lot of hand motions for some reason. It's very confusing.
For Flamekins. She probably is gyrating.
She probably came in like pelvic thrusting her way onto the bench.
She's like bumping you over.
I keep going like further and further to the window, but she's just like. Like, no, Flamekins.
Yeah.
Missed you too, girl. And I hold her back by her head and my extremely long elf arm, and she can't get anywhere near me.
No, I can't. Except I'm small and I'm a goblin. So I'm already there. Anyways, what I came here to do was to see if you guys were up for, like, a job.
Oh,
what? I mean, I'm kind of retired.
Yeah, it's an easy job. Like, you want to make a little extra coin? Like, obviously, you're like, you know, that retirement plan that you had set up probably isn't paying you all that
much.
Is
this job on the up and up, or is it on
the
low?
Yeah, it's like being a bodyguard for a bard.
Bardy guard?
A
bardy guard.
That's the best thing that's ever going to come out of my mouth.
Shut it down, Russ. Shut it down.
Over.
We're done. We got.
This is me closing the book.
We got about 7 minutes worth of audio that's usable.
Careful. Yeah, 7 minutes.
So. Yeah, Barty guard.
So, who's this Barty that we're going to be guarding?
Oh, he's a new guy on the scene. His name is Deacon Scalesinger. It's a kobold.
Oh, shit. All right.
Baller name. I will protect a dude named Deacon Scalesinger.
Like,
I mean, not a lot of kobold bards.
He pays well.
I'm not going to judge a bard by his color. Neither one of those.
I mean, he's kind of a grayscale type
with
thing.
With everything that we've been through and all the people we've met, I think we can agree that you really can't take a person at their face value. So.
No.
Also, I'm a little strapped, lost my best customer. Flintkins, let's do this.
Significant look at Flint.
Yeah.
As
like, and I support you, but I mean, like, I'm in financial ruin.
Flint just takes a real long swig of his ginger beer and kind of looks away.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great. Well, so you're going to take the job. Great.
Well, I guess, like, maybe, like, a few more details?
No.
Where
just,
are we taking him? Where are we going?
I mean,
what kind of music does he sing?
Yeah,
he sings, like, the pop hits. Things you can dance to? Things like, I was once a bard on the road and I got my toe blown off.
This sounds very autobiographical.
Yeah, yeah, he's really into telling stories.
Okay.
And then there was one that was like, I ran into a horde of orcs, and then they all pulled out their forks.
Oh, so
we ate a bunch of porks? I think I've heard of this guy.
That's a real toe tapper.
It really is. Yeah, you can get up and dance
I shouldn't
to
say that
that
around him if he lost his toe. Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Touché. Yeah, good
all
point.
Right, all right, I'll file that one away.
Yeah, you're very smart in your old age.
Yeah, well, you've gotten sincerely, like, very sensitive, and I really like this side of you. I just have to say. It's very intuitive now.
Yeah. Just think about others. So you need more details, or are you good?
So just while he's in town?
Yeah, just while he's in town, just kind of, like, you know, make sure the backstage stuff is all good, and make sure, like...
So, like, concert roadies? Security?
Yeah.
Are we packing and unpacking his loot? Is that...
Yeah. No, I mean, we just make sure that no weirdos get backstage, and then they, you know, don't go all, like, stabby-stabby on him. You know how those fans get.
Well, I'm into
nobody,
talking
nobody
to
Nobody likes a stabby-stabby.
No. Yeah. No. So, all right.
So when do we start?
Oh, soon. Tonight.
What? I'm like half in the bag.
Tomorrow.
All right. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
This is what I meant to say.
Since do you have to work tonight, or you want to stay and have a drink?
No.
Is he gonna come in here? And
I mean, he's not
sing
here
for
yet.
Us?
He's coming tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's not like, even in town yet.
No.
I was like totally excited that maybe we might get to hear him sing.
Yeah, tomorrow at the concert when we're watching him.
When we're party guarding.
When we're party guarding.
Where are you staying, Flimkins?
Oh, you know, I got a place in down here. I'm just staying with my sister. She's out.
Okay,
she's
thank
out
God.
Of town.
What's your sister's name?
Katekins.
I don't think you've ever mentioned her, so this is nice to know.
It's an alternate timeline. Katekins. I have a sister in this timeline.
Right, fair enough. I keep forgetting.
Yeah, Katekins.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I was very surprised you could even get a place, but if you're staying with your sister, that makes sense, because I'm pretty sure you've been kicked out at every single establishment here.
What you're talking about?
You're
I'm a
fairly,
very respectable goblin.
Fairly unwelcome in most of the inns and tavern rooms.
Look, I've turned over a new leaf. I'm looking after the people now.
That's really exciting. I kind of went through something similar to that lately.
Yeah? Well, good on you, bro.
Yeah, I've had personal growth.
Elves are kind of slow with growth, aren't they?
Well, you know.
To our standards,
you
right?
You live like a gazillion years, you think, oh, I don't have to change things.
I have heard her say that a lot.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, just yesterday, I'm sure. I wasn't here, but I'm pretty sure I heard you.
Why do I feel like you were here and we just didn't see you?
I mean, that's
I'd
an interesting
I'd
theory.
I'd be hurt if that were true.
I also feel like town. That's probably very not true. We would have absolutely heard her somewhere.
Good point.
That is a good point.
Like, giggling beneath
literally.
The seat.
Yeah. Just yelling curse words or sexual
like anything
acts,
can be a sex
whatever.
Toy.
Things like really gross stuff, like anything fuck can
room,
be a sex
et cetera.
Toy.
Yeah.
You know.
That's like Bed Bath and Beyond. That's like fuck room and et cetera.
Yep. That's right. It's the newest, trendiest store. All around Bay Room.
Joanna and Chip Gaines have a line. It's part of the et cetera.
Yep.
But I mean, it's still there.
Yep.
It's a lot of shiplap underneath it when you strip it.
Lots of shiplap. You know what? There's once you pull it all back, there's real nice hardwood floor under there that you just need to refinish.
So, anyways, yeah, I'm staying with my sister. I think was the question you asked me.
Yeah,
no, you're staying in your sister's place.
In my
place.
Sister's place is what I meant. She's like, you
does
know,
she know?
Yeah, like she's down in Baldur's Gate. She told me to wash the place, and I said, yeah, sure, I'll wash the place.
Okay, cool.
You
that's
good
great.
With that?
Okay, never been better.
So the night carries on.
Just and like we have meaningful have conversations like that.
She stays and has drinks.
Yeah,
with
she does.
Yeah.
How many drinks does this little goblin
it does,
consume?
Does
she
it does
go
not
home
matter
with?
For the story.
Does she bring someone home?
Seven.
To Katekin's house?
Yeah, of course she does.
Oh,
of course
no.
She does.
Yeah.
Come on.
Is she inappropriate? Does she have relations in her sister's bed with
for
someone?
Sure.
Yeah, she for sure does. 100%.
Yeah. I don't know what
she
does.
I
didn't have anything. There were no sexual relations with that half orc. My sister.
Whoa, I'm sorry.
Some sort of impeachment trial? What's happening
damn.
Here?
Girl, okay. That's a lot to handle. I mean, like.
Yeah, maybe for you.
At this point, Thea's probably still a virgin.
No, you have kids.
No, I don't, because I'm not but as old as I thought I was.
So you could be a giant.
I'm only like 200 years old.
I forgot.
She thought she was 8,000. Yeah. But then she realized you guys would have been long
like
dead.
Super dead.
Yeah, wow.
So you find yourselves escorting Deacon Scalesinger the next day. You're in a caravan.
Thank you for your like instrumental and entertainment services.
Thank you for keeping me alive.
Anytime.
Yeah. Thank you for being a friend.
Well, you've got a friend in me.
Traveling down this road and back again.
I got friends in low places. I just wanted to be a part of something.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
High hopes.
Oh, God.
The song name just keeps continuing until you get to the venue.
He's writing
this
shit down.
Everyone is just, like, delighted by it. We're all having such a good time.
Yeah, we have good fun.
What's the venue that we're going to?
Yes, you tell.
I imagine, like... It's like he's a pretty big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Because concert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Bard plays a concert.
In this alternate timeline, there's this Coliseum.
Oh, damn.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Alternate timeline and whatnot. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, it can be anything.
Yeah. So that's what he's playing. He's playing the Coliseum.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm. Is this an open air Coliseum?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It's a clear, crystal clear summer night.
Sounds nice.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear some of his songs. Some of his hits.
Too.
Like that one that you were quoting earlier.
Yeah, that was a real good one. Can you remind us about it?
You know what? I know you're going to play in a few minutes and stuff, but just like as a big fan, can you give us a little taste of what you're going to be performing tonight?
Yeah. Which one do you want to hear?
Oh, I'd love to hear the, well, I'm not going to step there again.
All right.
I had a good one.
I love that. There was this one time that I was walking down the street and I stepped in some shit.
Yes, yeah. No, that's a good one.
It's so relatable.
It's one of my
that's
top
the thing
hits.
That's so good.
Who hasn't stepped in a pile of shit? I mean, let's talk about Baldur's Gate.
Talk about piles of shit.
Did you write it about Baldur's Gate?
I mean, It was inspirational last time I was there. That makes sense. Don't tell anybody though, okay? Because you know,
you've got fans there.
I pantomime putting it under my hat.
Good.
Where I come from, it's like, I'll keep that in my boot. So I make my pantomime putting it in my boot. Mm,
solid.
So where are you? Okay, where are you storing it?
You don't want to know
where I'm from. Where I'm from, what we like to say is
anything.
I'm going to seal that in an envelope and mail it to my gran. So I pantomime.
Opening the envelope, putting the letter in, licking the fuzz, licking the stamp, signing an address on it, dropping it in the post box,
being like,
then pantomiming the mailman coming by picking it up.
It's really long, like 5 minutes.
Okay, that's good.
Are you glad you asked?
Very.
It's like 7 minutes later. He's like,
No, I totally got it. Because of course I wasn't saying it out loud. I was pantomiming it, so everyone's like,
"He's."
Writing a letter. I don't. Okay.
He has a journal with him.
Oh,
that he's just been writing down everything that's happening.
Yeah. Oh. As he should.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you arrive at the venue, and there's a very large crowd. As you open the door and begin to clear the way, everybody make a perception roll as you begin
Rainbow dice. Oh, God damn it. Perception.
Oh, my God. My roll was amazing.
I got a 13.
But I do have a plus 8, so 11.
Minus 1.
15.
Perception.
Yeah. I'm minus 1 whiz.
No. Look at your perception skill.
Yeah, minus 1.
Oh, he
doesn't
shit.
He doesn't have proficiency.
I do. I've got plus 9, and that only gets me to a 15, because that's how shitty my role was.
I mean, realistically, we're in a building. Like, this is not my environment, so even with that plus 8.
You step out, and there's a lot of people, but Flint, you see as new Lara and Thea are kind of clearing the way out, you see someone kind of sneak past them. And she runs screaming towards the open carriage. She's like, Deacon, I love you!
Can I roll some sort of acrobatics to tackle this person?
Can you roll for clothesline?
Ooh, I'm going to roll for clothesline.
Let's do it.
Roll for clothesline! Oh! Can you hold out a clothesline but then
she
knocked
swings on it like a monkey bar or something?
Oh my God, and then like flips up and kicks
that
in the face?
That was a now.
Crit fail.
Yep.
Fuck.
It was a 1.
Deacon, I love you! What does Flint do as he's running towards crit failing?
Goes for the clothesline and like somehow hooks his arm on like a laundry line and just gets like caught there in his dangling.
She runs past you as your arm is now hanging, and there's this older lady who just finds herself trying to hang her laundry on this line in the middle of this scene that's happening.
It's like a very
backstage
confused
area.
And
there should be some stuff.
She smacks you with her broom.
Oh.
It's fair.
Yeah. But she makes it past you, and Flamikins jumps out in front of Deacon and like kicks her in the face.
Oh shit!
Face?
Yeah,
Flamikins
like jumps out of the carriage, like grabs the top, and like swings and kicks her in the face. And she's like, "What? You've been retired for like a day, and you just forgot how to do your job?"
Yeah. I don't know what to say. I'm sorry.
Get your arm out of the thing. Jesus.
I come over and I help Flint untangle. I'm like, buddy.
Thanks.
And that old lady is like not amused.
No,
like
she's really not.
Cross,
you know
like,
what? I look at her and I'm like, ma'am, here is not the place. It is not the place nor the time for laundry. No, don't you give me that look. You pack your shit up, you go.
No.
You pack your shit up, you go. Mm. Pack it up, grandma.
You better just do what she says. She gets
make
like this sometimes.
Roll.
I'm going to fucking intimidate the shit out of you.
If that's what you're trying to, or persuade.
18 okay. plus intimidation, which is, that's a 20, bitch. Pack your shit up. And I take, for some reason, I've got scissors, and I just cut her line in front of her, and I keep eye contact.
Yeah.
And I go, Hack it up.
She looks at you. She's not impressed, but she doesn't flinch. And then she turns, and she takes her stuff. She leaves.
Good.
Fucking hooligans.
I heard that.
Good.
I do like the step toward, like, body lunge, mm-hmm. like, you mean to startle somebody. I'm feeling very aggressive right now.
You managed to part your way into the Coliseum and
cutting clotheslines as I go. Why are there so many clotheslines?
Flamekins is following kind of in behind. Flint and Nulara leading the way. Thea, fuck you are. Anyways, you're moving with Deacon. You get to like the green room where he's supposed to be, and she's like,
Yeah, Flint, I don't trust you, so Thea, you go in with Deacon, and then Nulara, and Flint and I will just make sure everything's clear out here.
Okay. When did Flamekin start calling the shots? I'm just asking. I don't know.
I mean, she hired us for a job.
I know.
Alternate timeline.
I know.
Remember.
No, this is in character. You don't have to tell me alternate timeline in your voice, you weirdo. Flamekin's, and I walk into the room with Deacon, like, Flamekin's, are we even playing a game?
She's a Time Lord?
Fuck.
Jesus Christ. Holy, and she's all like,
favorite character.
And then it just, audio medium, I did my hands all like Doctor Strange, and then, and I felt cool as shit.
Also, weirdly, Amy's hands were glowing green when she did it, so.
It was cool.
You find yourself in the green room with Deacon, and he's got a few people who are in there kind of waiting for him, helping him get ready. And he starts doing his scales. He's like, la, 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 la.
Should you roll to be impressed or not?
He rolled a 20 on his
performance. Oh, my God.
So it was amazing.
I am just, like, hands on my
weeping,
face. Just
openly,
like,
weeping.
He's so dreamy.
He notices you watching him, and he's like, yeah, that's what all the ladies say.
Well, color me one of all those ladies, because, mister, you have the voice of an angel.
Thank you, thank you. He continues with his scales for a little while.
Would you sign this for me? Thea, like, somehow, miraculously just, like, whips off her bra. I believe bras exist in this world.
They do now.
It's an alternate timeline.
Roll a sleight of hand.
You guys... It was a one. Am I pulling out?
I was looking at this one and I was like, that's not a one, Amy. No. But then I saw the other one.
She's trapped in her bra.
One arm is up, stuck by my face.
Yeah, you try and...
I didn't even attempt the buckle. Yeah.
He just kind of watches you try and like pull
I
your
like
bra
four layers
for a while
on.
It's like, did you want me to... hold on. And he, like, signs this
arms
portrait of himself. He's like, here.
I take it in my mouth, because at this point, both hands have somehow gotten trapped in my bra, and I'm like, thank you very much.
He must be so confident in this protection detail Flamekin's hired.
Yeah,
because
he must be fucking thrilled.
At this point...
like, have I fallen asleep outside?
Yes.
Let's see
roll for being able to stay awake.
Roll for sleep?
You Flamekins, Flint and Nulara are standing outside the door. There's not much movement going on. There's a few people that clearly work there walking by. And Flamekins is looking very like intent on like just watching things. So what are you two doing?
Flint's kind of rotating his arm back and forth, like making sure everything's all right.
Nursing your wounds.
You all right there, bud?
Yeah, it was... sorry you had to see that. It was...
That old lady really got the drop on you.
Oh, man. I didn't even see it coming. That was the sad part. I mean, there was literally shirts hanging from the clothesline, and I still didn't see it coming, so...
Well, I mean, when you're out of the business as long as you've been out of the business...
Real rusty.
Yeah, you gotta keep up on that. Take your vitamins. Eat your Wheaties.
That's where I've been going wrong.
Yeah.
Gave up the Wheaties.
I think you are just, Wheaties. Like, really, like... taking people in, because this is like a big crowd in a, this is not her
yeah.
Are you feeling very paranoid at this moment? Like you're looking at everyone like they're...
Well, just like, look at these people. Like, they're all dressed up. They're at a concert. Like, this is not her, like...
Yeah. Usual.
Where she would be if it were not a job. So she's fair. Like, huh.
So you're watching people. Do you want to make a...
Exactly.
Make either a perception, probably a perception. Yeah. Or investigate, because you're actively like watching people. Whichever you prefer.
Well, I definitely prefer perception, because it's more. Much higher. So that's a 22.
Yeah, you're watching people, and then, I mean, most of them, yeah, everybody seems like they're just doing their job. You see a halfling coming down, like, at a fairly like purposeful tilt. Doesn't really have any distinguishing marks on him as to what he, you know, is doing there.
But he's not, like, clearly a, like, I don't know, yeah. electrician or, like, a dude no. that, like, works on...
Yeah, no, he's walking down
the... That's your go-to profession that
or
you...
Or backstage at a concert. So there would be people that, like do lighting and stuff.
Yeah, like you know, maintenance crew. Workers. Not an electrician.
Also, there's electricity in this world.
Also, I'm sure.
Better question. Okay. How do we call a train?
Good try.
Deacon?
We're not there yet. He's walking towards Deacon's door.
Excuse me, sir, can I help you?
Yeah, yeah. I work here. I'm trying to get Deacon, and I'm trying to get him to a show.
Because you are...
I'm Mr. Coliseum. This is my building.
Did I just spray everyone with my mouth juice?
No.
I am Mr. Coliseum.
Next time anyone asks for any sort of identification, I'm just going to say Mrs. and then the building I happen to be in.
Like, you know,
and this apartment building.
Hey, yes, that's and Mrs. Chevrolet.
That's our very Earth-centric view of the world, that a Coliseum is a building and not a person's name.
That's true.
Fair enough.
You know what?
We don't know what?
I take back the laughter.
Christian Brown's last name is a color.
Holy shit.
It all comes full circle. My first yeah. comment
sometimes
made sense.
Sometimes last names are just nouns.
Are things. Yes, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice place you got here, Mr. Coliseum.
Thank you.
You just come and escort performers yourself? You don't have a...
Yeah, no, we're a little bit short on staff here. Everybody wanted to come to the show, and so I gave them, give a lot of people the day off.
I mean, it's very kind, but a poor business decision. But
I'm not a great businessman, but I still make money
somehow. You still
somehow.
Built this very large oh,
yeah.
building.
Yeah, I did.
So
someday they'll probably just call all buildings like this, you know, the Coliseums.
That's
maybe, I mean, they'll, maybe
sounds,
they'll add maybe they'll add my
fake,
first
but
name
okay.
Gerald Coliseum.
Hmm. Well, Gerald, may I call you Gerald?
Sure.
Gerald, do you have any ID or anything to before I, you know, I don't want to disturb, you know.
No, I get it. I mean, he's got to be on stage here in just a few minutes. But yeah, he pulls out a form of identification of as his yeah. vague sketch with him. And
exactly.
His
whatever
name
we have
it.
Here
yeah.
in this world,
I assume
ID.
It will be a parchment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the deed to the Coliseum as well.
Everyone's own wanted photo, like. Yeah.
But on like an old timey scroll.
Yeah,
that
I was totally
out from
yeah.
here.
A scroll. Yeah. Okay. Well, just a minute, and I turn and like. Knock on the door.
I turn around and I answer the door. Yes?
Mr. Coliseum is here to escort the performer to the stage.
That doesn't sound like a real name. Hold on. I shut the door. Excuse me, Deacon.
Yeah.
Mr. Coliseum is here to escort you to the stage?
All right. All right.
Awesome. All right, sir. If you're ready, let's go.
Yep, you got it.
I'm still, like, putting my bra back on and
yeah.
stuff. Like,
I'm kind of, like,
it's
looking,
been an ordeal.
Like,
not what
something's
you think.
Like poking out.
It's a
is
party.
It my nipple? Straight up and down.
I mean,
this is nobody can see this. I just held my pointer
one
finger
pointer
in the air,
finger up,
yes.
like at her clavicle.
In the air.
It was.
You don't know what elf nipples are
you're,
like.
You know what?
You don't know
I
my struggle.
No, yeah. Do elves even have nipples?
Check your fucking privilege, Carla.
You're right. Your nipple my, privilege.
My human nipple privilege. I don't know what elf nipples look like. I don't know if they exist. I don't know if they're on their chest.
At this
I don't
point, Thea anything. Has the power to create as many nipples as she wants.
Yes, she does.
Do we have
really
to Google
does.
Elf nipples?
I don't want that in my phone when I cross the border.
Or,
bad sir, idea. Let me just see what's in your history.
A oh, very my. Good idea.
Oh. Anything can be a dildo.
Guess it depends.
I mean, I said sex toy. You're being very phallic-centric.
That is very, yes.
Yeah. Not all sex toys are shaped like dicks.
I forgot you said sex toy, Carla. You're right. Some of them are rabbits and dolphins.
Some of them are tubes that dicks get put into.
This is also true.
Fleshlights are a thing.
Well, hello there. How are you? Still with us? Kind of got off the rails and continues to do so. It's me, your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. Thank you for joining us for this alternate timeline bonus episode of Dungeons & Dragons titled Anything Can Be a Sex Toy. We have this and one more live episode, and I say live loosely, but it's just us around the table, that we recorded while we were down in Seattle for PodCon 2. The next one will be part 2 to this episode, and I hope you stick through, because there's a pretty big moment near the end of this episode where everyone realizes just what exactly is happening in the actual story, and it's most fantastic. After next week's part 2, we're back to the high-quality audio and into the actual storyline, adding in some super exciting new details before we get to our final battle with the Cult of the Dragon and the Rise of Tiamat. If you are enjoying what we're doing and want to support the show a little more, you can find and interact with us on Patreon, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where for as little as just a dollar a month, you'll be making the show better with each episode, but also you get in on some amazing perks like bonus episodes, unedited Skype calls for our recording sessions, we've got private Discord channels within our Discord server, and so much more. Again, and only if you can, that's patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. We hope to see you over there. You can also join us over on Facebook in the Reckless Play Guild Facebook group, alongside some other amazing podcasts in The End of Time and Other Bothers, Dark Dice, and The Lucky Die. And coming soon to that group is our first DM's Corner, so to speak, where Sean Howard, Travis Vengroff, Hem Cleveland, and myself take your questions from the group and try to impart some of our wisdom on you and the games you play. Super exciting perk for being a part of that group over there. Check in the description of this episode and all of the great links to find out how to get in touch with us and be a part of the community and communities we are building are there. The next episode will be out Wednesday, February 20th, the part 2 to this amazingly on-brand adventure that we are playing in this episode. And that's it for me. Now let's get back to see what's happening backstage with Flint, Thea, and New Lara. Have a great week. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, so can we
I open the door and I gesticulate him out of there. Like, just go. Just go.
Thanks.
Just go. Yeah. Carla Geek even right now.
Gerald leads the way. You guys are falling behind, and he gets escorted out on the stage. Flanagan is like, all right, well, we know we just gotta wait back here and listen to the show and play some cards or play some dice. Stuff or dice or three dragon ante or, you know, whatever we got. We can play it.
Three dragon ante?
You guys don't know how to play three dragon ante?
I have no idea how to play three dragon ante, but I am in.
Hey, Flanagan's me neither. I've never played this. Can you teach us?
Yeah, I've, me neither.
Hold on, is this a betting game?
I mean, it can be a betting game.
Yeah, but is it?
Yeah.
I mean, you can bet on anything. I bet sure as shit Flint's going to shit the bet on this one and not win anything.
100%.
I mean
my arm still hurts from earlier.
Right? How are you supposed to hold the cards or roll the dice or pretend things?
Okay.
Yep. Move the figures.
You guys move kind of to the side stage area. You can see and hear everything going on stage, and the crowd is just losing their shit. They're having a
because
great time.
He's singing his big hit.
Big hit.
Which is
yeah.
Everyone knows it. They're singing along.
It's pajamas.
The Ballad of Beefy Stew.
Oh. That's good. That is a nice.
But now that you've said it, he can't say it.
I know.
Because he has to think of it himself.
Yeah, sure, it's the Ballad of Beefy Stew.
And what does that go like? What are we hearing from backstage?
There was this guy who made a great stew, and it tasted real good, and I didn't know what to do, so I ate it all up, and it was so good. And then it was full, and I said, thanks, stew.
I thought for sure you were going to take a poo at the thought for sure that's where this is ending.
Yep.
Like the full life cycle of the food.
Yep. Yep.
Deacon sings really like, just like real down to earth.
Yeah.
So you guys are sitting around and Flamekins pulls out all her three giant ante stuff and she hands you each a mat.
Okay.
Ooh.
This is like some real deal shit here.
Yeah. And she hands you all her spare decks.
Oh my god, well,
fuck off, Russ.
Yes, he did!
Fucking magic gathering within our D&D
oh
podcast.
Oh my god.
I think, like...
This has been his fucking goal since game one.
It's not even metagaming, it's like, what I can't even, like... This might be the nerdiest thing that has ever happened. And we're at a podcasting conference.
Yeah.
You don't get one.
Why not?
I mean, I honestly think you do, because that shit's amazing.
It's a game that exists within the world.
Fucking fantastic.
Like,
god damn it, I get a cookie. You don't get a cookie.
Oh my god. No. We're playing competitive betting Magic the Gathering? Mm-hmm. Or what's it called? Three Dragon Ante?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It exists in the player's handbook.
I want to be Saskia.
I want to be, there's something about a white dragon tier something. I don't know anything about
it. It's fine.
There's a cat person.
I want to be a mana card? Is that a thing?
Yeah, well, mana, you don't want to be a mana card.
No, I think I do.
Okay, you're land.
I want to be a manatee.
Sure.
So I'm playing three dragon ante. So we've got our decks,
got
and
decks.
Then what happens?
Then you roll to see who wins.
Oh, what do we roll? Wait, what did we bet?
I don't know. What did you bet?
I don't know. I asked
I bet
question.
A round of ale for everyone and an iced tea for you, because I it probably
says
the
same thing. Back rubs.
Oh, what a weird thing you are to bet. I mean,
alternate timeline. She's very touchy feely in this
Wow,
one.
Complete opposite. Yeah. Okay,
I think over the years of our hair braiding,
yeah,
probably
exactly.
Flint is going to bet a hand-carved wooden trinket.
No, I thought he was going to say hand-dropped. And I was like, that's only going to be for him. He's the only one we know of with a dick.
Job. I mean, it's, you don't traditionally, but I mean...
No, I call it a hand jive.
He just means a manual release.
Mm-hmm. So you guys roll straight d20s because you don't have proficiency in three dragon ante yet.
I rolled a three.
I rolled
a three. Oh, shit.
So
hand jobs for everyone?
No, I bet back rubs. So back,
I know, but I think we lose what
you.
We bet.
But I won.
Yeah, but...
Oh, I see.
So, right? You lose only what
so
you bet. Just because you bet
hand
jobs.
So...
What did Flamey get this
You guys are fucking weird. I bet gold dragons, man. Like it's a card game, you weirdos.
I mean, you should have said that before we played. We all made the bet.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
yeah, that's fine.
You're the last person to bet.
Yeah.
So, what that tells me is she wanted the hand
job
or back
Okay, so the
anyway,
game...
Anyway, I win, and it's amazing.
The round goes on. Thea and Flint are knocked out quite quickly, and it's a duel down between Flamekins and Nular. She's like, you're fucking good, considering you've never played this before.
Well, yeah, I was being sarcastic earlier when I said I never played.
Ooh.
You get it now?
Yeah, I get
you
it now. All right.
I think they call that a bluff, Flint.
100%. She's a hoodwinker.
So, yeah, you end up... defeating Flamekins in Three Dragon Ante, and you get her 5 gold and a hand job and the back rub or something, whatever it is.
Flynn just looks at her and does the hand jive, and you're like, I don't think that's what you... hand job is not what you think that means. Like,
that can be settled off screen.
Yeah,
I don't
that
care.
Does not need to...
That also, whatever Tom is doing right now is absolutely not the hand
100%
jive.
Definitely not.
100% not the hand jive. It's closer to the hand
job. I was going back to the backpack dance.
Oh. Yeah. Nope.
No, that's...
Funky that chicken.
Yeah, that's a chicken dance. Yeah. I mean, you started strong.
I did forget it now.
Learn to hand job, baby.
Yeah.
That's
the extent
of it. And then repeat.
Yeah.
That's what
I think there's
what
like
I
a slap on your
face. Because
it goes here first.
Yes.
Yeah. You need to do the slap on the knees.
Start.
This is boring for everyone.
Anyway.
Don't worry, we're just hand jiving listeners. Crazy right now.
We've definitely all remembered how to hand jive. Don't worry.
Also, hand jive break. Please feel free to press pause. Get your hand jive on. It sounds like I'm really pro masturbation right now.
100%.
And I am. You go
pause,
you hand jive.
For yourself a hand job. Or someone else. I mean, you don't need
to. I really like that you just gave the listeners permission to turn off the podcast, go do some self-pleasure, go to a special happy endings massage parlor, do
Whatever.
What you gotta do, come back more relaxed. And
free
happy.
Shift
I
because
new
you're
direction.
Working there.
The new
I thought that was for your shaft.
Oh!
The new direction for Dungeons & Dragons is very sex positive, like aggressively sex positive.
That almost came through my nose. Aggressively sex positive. I'm sure those sets go together.
It's a new log line.
Dungeons and Dragons
were aggressively
sex
positive.
Rise of Tiamat, am I right?
Rise in
five heads, am I right?
How are they going to handle it all?
Oh.
Anything can be a sex toy.
Yep.
Like, I've had 1.5
this
beers.
Really, really good.
Listener, I hope you love this.
Is it good?
Yeah, you want to try just a sip?
If you don't,
it's
not going to get better from here.
No,
on
it's.
You guys continue playing a few rounds. You can all add 3 Dragon Ante to your character sheets, and you don't have to do that right now. But
yeah,
and the show's still going, and it's
show's still going. It's amazing.
Yeah, what song is he playing now?
His smash hit.
Smash it?
Oops.
I did it again.
Yeah. So maybe a smash hit was smash it.
That just sounds aggressively sex. Like aggressively sex. You know what? I don't care. If you're into smashing it, smash it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Whatever you want to smash, you go out and smash
it. As long as you and your partner, if there is one, both want to smash, smash it.
I don't know why, but it's like listening to your mom say,
"Deary,
if you're gonna smash it, take these."
Honey, so long as you and your partner both want to smash it, you guys go ahead. You just smash. I don't know why I turned into Bobby's mom. Because
that's always the default.
I can't believe that in the episode. Somehow new Laura. Which me is the one that's like, he's so weirdly sexual.
You guys are sitting around and listening to Deacon's latest song, Oops.
It's just
that's fair.
Like, as we're mellowing out and listening in, what is the Oops thing about? Sia needs to know. She's just like, oh, God, guys, I haven't heard this one before.
It's more of like a ballad that's just like, oops.
Okay.
I mean, that's not a ballad. It's one word.
I
mean, okay, but
it keeps going.
Oh, it
like
does?
That.
Okay.
Anyways.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So good, and everyone likes it. Please.
You guys are continuing to play the game.
Mm hmm.
Flamekins, you hear a pinging noise. She picks up a.
Her bomb pocket.
stone.
Oh.
Or palm pilot.
They're alternating.
Palm stone. And she pushes something on it, and she's like, go for Flanagan's.
I'm sorry. She picks up a stone, pushes a button on it, and says, go for Flanagan's.
Yeah.
I was going to make a joke earlier about Flanagan's talking to a Brit. But nah.
Can't be real.
No.
So there's like walkie-talkies?
Yeah, sure.
Can I just say
Rocky talkies.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What on earth?
You hear a voice
coming. What in Faerun? What is earth?
You hear a voice coming from the stone. It's like, yeah, Flamingkins, it's me, Katiekins. I'm just down still in Baldur's Gate. How's the place? She's like, yeah, it's good. It's good. We're just at a job here. It's, you know, you having fun? Yeah, I'm just, you know, doing crazy things down here, you know, like we do, us Ekins.
I'm sorry. Wait. Is Ekins her last name?
Whoa.
Okay.
I did not know that.
There's a Kate Ekins.
Yeah.
A Flame Ekins. Is there like a Ron Ekins and like a John Ekins?
How did you know about my brothers?
What? I don't know.
Oh, man.
What is this thing? And I hold up. The Rocky Talkie.
Hey, I'm talking to my sister, Jesus Christ. It's like you've never seen him.
Who's Jesus Christ?
Jesus Christ.
Dickens.
Jesus Christ, Dickens.
Christ, Dickens.
My uncle.
Our great father, all father of the Dickens.
Mm-hmm. Russ knows religion super well, you guys.
Odin, I'm so confused about the theology of this universe.
By Odin's beard, what gods are we using in this place?
They go on talking for a little while, and what are you three doing while they're while she's having?
I mean, eavesdropping straight up.
Yeah,
I'm mumbling to Flint with the
Esmeralda.
Yes,
to continue
like,
to
what
play
is this technology? I think we're like practicing one. Like yeah. I'm like betting leaves and sticks.
Well, maybe
at this
I'm
point.
Like teaching you guys a little bit because like
because oh, yeah. you're so good at it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen a Rocky Talkie?
No. What
no,
is that?
No idea.
It's amazing.
It's
gotta be magic. Obviously. Why does Flamingkins have magic? Nope. Like, I mean, remember, I mean, it was a really long time ago, but remember the last time she used her magic and I mean, like, went all over the place where, like, lightning bolts are just, like, shooting out in all directions?
Yeah.
Sure.
I remember this, like, oh, hey, Flamingkins.
You hear coming from the other end, she's like, what? What's that? There's Flamingkins, there's somebody in the house. Flames is like, what do you mean? That's the same voice. I need to alternate. She was a little bit deeper. She's like, yeah, there's, oh my God, they're taking Genie. Flamingkins, what do you mean?
Yeah, but does Genie have a gun?
She's like, tell me everything that you see.
So wait, it's like
it's taken.
Magical portal that's also forgotten.
Forgot all about it.
Oh my God!
She's like, they've taken her. I didn't know what to do. Just go into the other bedroom and keep the line open. You hear footsteps, and she goes under. She's like, okay, I'm under the bed. Your other footsteps come in after a little while. She's like, hold the stone. Oh, it's back in here. Here, talking, everybody. Nobody.
You can't possibly see it.
Yeah. What are you even looking for?
No, nobody has
this is jumble of nothing.
You hear a language that you don't recognize on the other end.
What does it sound like?
It's a very deep guttural language.
Like,
I have several languages.
Which languages you got?
Giant, Orcish, Goblin, Draconic.
You don't have
none of those.
Exactly.
The voices kind of keep talking and then walk out. And she's like, okay, I think they're gone. Flamingkins is like, what's going on? Did you like talk to anybody? She's like, yeah, there was this guy. His name was Elliot. And then you hear a scream from the other end. And it sounds like the receiving end of the stone is dropped. And then there's a struggle at the other end. And the voice sounds like it's walking further down a hall. And then the stone sounds like it's picked up and there's breathing coming through. And you see Flamingkins get real serious. And she's listening and you hear the breathing. She's like, I don't know who you are.
I don't know what you want. If you're looking for ransom, I can tell you. I don't have any money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my sister go, that will be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
And from the other end, in broken common, you hear, "Good luck." And the line goes dead.
An aside, but Walkie Talkie is probably the best named product that exists.
It is amazing.
Like, think about the name of that thing. It's amazing, and I'm pretty sure it's Canadian.
My cup is my holdy drinky.
You're welcome, world.
Imagine if we named everything like a Walkie Talkie. This is my holdy drinky.
Exactly.
This is my, like, tidy righty.
That's a frog.
So you just
I do.
Amy, so hold just my by your naming thing, you just named your holdy drinky, which is your hand. Your tidy righty, which is your hand again.
No, I named a cup and a pen. I see why we didn't do this because it made me confused. Okay, no, I'm wrong. Yeah. I'm wrong.
Walkie talkie is singular. I guess it doesn't work for all things.
Okay, I'm sorry. Take it all back. Fine,
The Fable and Folly Network. Where fiction producers flourish.
One foot after another. That's all I can do. That's all any of us can do. I was remote ops in the war. Neural implants let me control trucks, drones, whatever you got. Now I'm back and all these government-issue prosthetics are falling apart.
What the hell are you doing in my barn?
I'm just looking for a little power, and then I'll be on my way.
That'll be Arlen Frey. He must have seen you on the drone feeds.
Who is he?
The meanest son of a bitch with a badge.
Broken Road. A dystopian audio drama coming Monday, July 25th, 2022 on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else you like to listen. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Broken Road Pod. Learn more at www.recursor.tv/Broken Road.